Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be learning all about the number 11. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. And please write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name at the top of my paper. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to be coloring first. So we are going to work on the number 11. We're going to count and color and count and color the number 11. So if you look at the top of your page, can you find the balloons at the top of your page? Do you see the big round balloons, the round ones? Let's take our blue crayon and let's color the round balloons, but not that tall, skinny one. So find any kind of a blue crayon that you can, and let's color and count while we work. So we're going to practice counting to 11. You should be coloring the round, fat balloons blue, but we're not going to color the tall, skinny balloon blue. You're going to leave that one alone. So I just started coloring my second balloon. So while we're coloring, you just keep coloring those round, fat balloons. Color nicely. I will count to 11. You can count with me if you already know how. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 comes right after 10. When you get to 10, you say 11. Now, I don't know about you because I don't know how fast or how slow you're working, but I just want you to know I colored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 round balloons blue. I'm going to start my next one right now. So hopefully you're right where I am and trying to keep pace. We're not coloring so neatly that we could put it in a museum, but we're also not coloring so fast that it's really sloppy. So let's practice counting to 11 again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What comes after 10? 11. 11 comes after 10, and we're working on 11 today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. 11. What comes after 10? 11. All right, I'm on my last big fat round balloon. Not that tall, skinny one. Just coloring the round fat ones that all look the same. Coloring them all blue. And I just finished my last one. So I'll give you a few more seconds to finish coloring the round fat balloons. Take 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your blue crayon. And then let's color that tall, fat green balloon. I said green balloon. That's what I want us to color it. Let's color the tall, skinny balloon green. It's not fat. It's the tall, skinny one. Let's color it green. Everyone should be coloring the tall, skinny one, green. I gave myself away when I said that. Okay, hold on to your green crayon. Take a couple more seconds if you need to finish coloring the tall, skinny balloon green. Take 3, 2, 1. Okay, hold on to your green crayon. Let's count the blue balloons and then the green one. So I want you to touch the blue balloons with your finger and count with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and one more, 11. The green one makes 11. Now let's scoot over. Do you see the number 11? It has two ones. Let's color those ones with our green crayon. We'll color each one green. Two ones together make up the number 11. One one means 11. And the word is right next to it. Do you see it? E-L-E-V-E-N. Circle that word for me with your green crayon. Circle the word 11. Nice. Okay, let's put down our green crayons and let's move on to the beach balls. Do you see the striped beach balls, the striped ones? Let's color the striped ones red. We're going to color the striped beach balls red. You may begin coloring. Leave that beach ball with the stars on it alone. Okay, so let's practice counting to 11 again. But this time when we practice counting to 11, let's say it in, let's use a low voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What comes after 10? 11. Now let's use a high voice to count to 11. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I feel like I sound like Elmo. Remember him from Sesame Street? A high voice like Elmo. So what comes after 10? 11. When you get to 10, the next number is 11. And to make the number 11, you write two ones. 1, 1 is the number 11. All right, I'm almost finished with all my red striped beach balls. Take 5 more seconds to finish that up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. All right, put down your red crayon and let's color the beach ball with the stars yellow. Let's color the beach ball with the stars yellow. It's 10 and then one more is 11. So we'll make that a different color. All right, you can put down your yellow crayon in 2, 1, will you please touch the red beach balls and move your finger and count them with me? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One more. 11. Okay, can you find your orange crayon? We are going to look. If you scoot over next to the beach balls, you're going to see a bunch of numbers. I want you to circle with your orange crayon the number 11 every time you find it. You take your orange crayon and circle the number 11. Remember, 11 has two ones next to each other. 1, 1, 1, 1. Now, we're not going to find it 11 times. That's too many times. But you should be able to find it 8 times. Which is a nice review of counting to 8, if you ask me. So circle the number 11 with your orange crayon and then check to see if you found 8 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I did. Did you? Yes. All right. Let's scoot down until you see the 10 frames. It's the boxes with the little circles in them. Do you see those? So the first one, the first 10 frame, or the first rectangle with the circles in them, it's full. Let's color the circles purple. Find your purple crayon and let's fill in the circles on the 10 frame. The first one that's filled up. Let's color and count at the same time. 1. Purple crayon, scoot over. 2, We'll color in the circle, just the circle. 3, we could also call it a counter. 4, I'm coloring and counting at the same time. 5. Now don't scoot over. Leave that one alone. Go down. Ready? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Slow down. Stop, stop, stop. Put down your purple crayon. Put down your purple crayon. Find your blue crayon. Let's color the one that's extra blue. So that shows we have 10 purple, and one more makes 11. 10, 11. I say 10, you say 11. 10, let's do it again. 10, you are so good at this. All right, put down your blue crayon. Let's use our orange crayon again because we haven't used it in a while. And let's color 11 cubes. 11 cubes. Stay organized. Start with the first one and then go to the next one. Don't skip around. Just make them all in a row. Orange crayon, how many cubes are we going to color? 11. I've colored 2 so far. 1, 2, 3. While you're coloring, let's practice counting to 11 in a baby voice. I'll go first and show you how to do it since you're a baby and I'm a baby too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I can count to 11 even though I'm only a baby. Now I'm going to check and see how many orange ones I've colored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hopefully you're not going too slow, but also not too fast. 9. And 10. So the whole first row of cubes has 10. The whole first row of cubes has 10. Let me count it again to be safe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Will you do it with me? Touch each cube and count it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The top row of cubes is 10. So finish coloring the top row for 10 and then put down your orange crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then let's color how many more to make 11? Yep, just one more. Yeah, let's use our green crayon and color one more cube green. Just one more. We're going to leave the rest of those alone. We're not going to color all of them. We just want 11. Okay, so we have 10 orange cubes and one green one. 10, 11. I say 10, you say 11. 10, 11. 10, yes. All right, put down your green crayon. Let's pick up our pencil and let's practice writing the number 11. Do you see it there? It's on your paper. We're going to trace the ones, which two of them make the number 11. So there's 11. Scoot over, trace it. 11. Scoot over, trace it. 11. Scoot over. You're going to write it on your own. 11. Scoot over. 11. Remember, it's 1, 1 makes 11. Scoot over. 1, 1. Scoot over. 1, 1. 11, 11, 11. All right. And then the last part has the numbers. If you look with me, don't write anything. Just look with me. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Let's trace those numbers. Start with the 3. 3, we're just tracing. 4, Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. 11. Practice with me one more time, counting to 11. Let's use our cowboy voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What comes after 10? 11. Boys and girls, you did it. You learned all about the number 11. You can count to 11. You can recognize 11. You can write the number 11. You are fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.